J.D. Vance net worth rises with power and influence in 2025. J.D. Vance net worth. J.D. Vance's estimated net worth for 2025 is projected between $11.5 million and $14 million, fueled by his extensive investment strategy and rising political stature. His wealth is anchored in a range of assets, including venture capital through Narya Capital and real estate holdings worth about $4 million. Additionally, he allocates $1 million to $5 million in various ETFs, notably QQQ. Vance has also embraced cryptocurrency with assets estimated at $100,000 to $250,000 and holds significant shares in technology firms like SpaceX. Key takeaways: J.D. Vance's net worth is estimated between $11.5 million and $14 million in 2025, driven by his successful venture capital investments, book royalties, and real estate holdings. After becoming vice president in 2025, his salary increased from $174 to $284K. Vance has a well-rounded investment portfolio, includes a strategic Bitcoin investment valued between $100,000 and $250,000 as of February 2025. Who is J.D. Vance, the 50th Vice President of the United States? J.D. Vance, born James Donald Bowman, August 2, 1984, is an American politician, author, attorney, and Marine Corps veteran serving as the 50th Vice President of the United States since 2025 under President Donald Trump. A member of the Republican Party, he previously represented Ohio in the U.S. Senate from 2023 to 2025. He has chosen successful paths as a best-selling author, venture capitalist, and politician. His ascent began with his memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, published in 2016, which became a number one bestseller in the New York Times and later turned into a Netflix movie. Following a successful U.S. Senate campaign in 2022 to represent Ohio, interest in his financial status and net worth has surged. Vance's varied career in law, finance, and politics has significantly shaped his economic standing. Early life and education. Young J.D. Vance with his grandmother, Bonnie Vance, who played a significant role in raising him and shaping his future. Born on August 2, 1984, in Middletown, Ohio, James Donald Bowman, later known as J.D. Vance, navigated a challenging upbringing shaped by his family's struggles. Raised mainly by his maternal grandparents due to his mother's addiction issues, he graduated from Middletown High School in 2003. Vance then joined the U.S. Marine Corps, serving as a military journalist during his deployment to Iraq. Afterwards, he took advantage of the GI Bill to attend Ohio State University, where he achieved summa cum laude honors in 2009. He later earned his Juris Doctor from Yale Law School, where he began crafting his memoir, Hillbilly Elegy. Career milestones. J.D. Vance began his career in the United States Marine Corps from 2003 to 2007, serving as a public affairs officer in Iraq. His pivotal moment came in 2016 when he published his memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, which spent 74 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list, selling over 3 million copies globally. Following this literary achievement, Vance joined Peter Thiel's venture capital firm, Mithril Capital Management, in San Francisco. In 2019, he launched his own venture fund, Narya Capital, in Cincinnati, securing $93 million in committed capital. Military service. After graduating from Middletown High School in 2003, Vance embarked on a four-year journey with the United States Marine Corps. As a military journalist for the 2nd Marine Aircraft Wing, he focused on crafting articles and capturing photographs during his service. Military service details. Information Service Branch U.S. The Marine Corps Final Rank, Corporal, Deployment Location Iraq, Notable Decorations Marine Corps Good Conduct Medal, Navy and Marine Corps Achievement Medal. Vance's military experience emphasizes his dedication and proficiency in communication and the arts of storytelling, bringing a unique perspective to his post-service works. Authorial success. Hillbilly Elegy, a memoir of a family and culture in crisis. J.D. Vance's best-selling book that details his upbringing and the struggles of the working class in Middle America. The release of Hillbilly Elegy, a memoir of a family and culture in crisis, in June 2016, marked a significant turning point in J.D. Vance's career. The memoir quickly soared to success, earning a spot on the New York Times bestseller list for both 2016 and 2017. Its influence reached far beyond bookshelves, leading to a Netflix film directed by Ron Howard in 2020. Following this triumph, Vance became a CNN contributor and a columnist for the New York Times. His insights gained considerable recognition, with the Washington Post calling him the voice of the Rust Belt. Venture capital endeavors, key figures in J.D. Vance's business and political network, including investors and influential conservatives shaping his career. In 2019, Vance co-founded Rockbridge Network, a conservative political advocacy group, with Chris Buskirk. That same year, he launched Narya Capital in Cincinnati, attracting investment from notable figures like Peter Thiel, Eric Schmidt, and Mark Andreessen. The firm successfully raised $93 million in 2020. Quick Take, Vance's investment portfolio, featured Rumble, a right-leaning video platform, and AppHarvest, where he served as a board director from 2017 to 2021. Despite publicly supporting AppHarvest's prospects, the company filed for bankruptcy in 2023, accruing over $340 million in debt. Political career. In 2022, J.D. Vance began his political journey by winning Ohio's Senate seat, triumphing over Democratic opponent Tim Ryan in a fiercely competitive race. Initially critical of Trump in 2016, Vance later emerged as a staunch ally during Trump's presidency. His swift rise in politics reached a pivotal point in July 2024 when Trump selected him as his vice presidential candidate. Vance resigned from the Senate to officially take on the role of vice president in January 2025, marking a significant milestone as the first millennial to hold this office. Political milestone, year Senate election victory 2022, Senate term commencement 2023, vice presidential nomination 2024, Senate resignation 2024, vice presidency commencement 2025. Detailed analysis of J.D. Vance net worth. J.D. Vance's net worth is estimated at $10 million in 2024, coming from multiple income sources. His acclaimed book, Hillbilly Elegy, Earnings from Venture Capital through Narya Capital, and real estate valued at around $4 million contributed to his wealth. After he was sworn in as the 50th Vice President of the United States on January 20, 2025, his salary rose from $174,000 to $284,600, Wikipedia. Increased media exposure may also enhance his book royalties by $1 to $3 million. Financial expectations indicate his net worth could grow to between $11.5 million and $14 million by 2025. This potential growth is fueled by an anticipated 10 to 20% increase in his venture capital investments and a 5 to 10% appreciation in real estate. J.D. Vance's estimated net worth for 2025. Overview. Through a thorough examination of financial records and public disclosures, Republican Senator J.D. Vance's net worth is estimated at $10 million. Projections suggest this could grow to between $11.5 million and $14 million by 2025. His wealth comes from various sources: political earnings, success as an author, and savvy investments. Source: current value 2020-25 projection. Political salary 174 gorké year, 284k 4-day year. Book royalties 3 plus plus mal 3. Venture capital 3 to 10 middle plus plus 2m. Real estate 4 balls plus 200k to 400k. Total worth 10 11.5 to 4m. Income sources. Senator J.D. Vance boasts a remarkable net worth of around 11.5 to 14 million dollars, fueled by several income sources. His annual Senate salary stands at $284,600. Notably, he earns substantial book royalties from his bestseller Hillbilly Elegy. His venture capital firm, Narya Capital, enhances his financial portfolio, which is valued between $3 to $10 million and includes equity in companies like Rumble and AIM Asset Management. Vance's real estate assets, estimated at around $4 million, consist of three strategically located properties. He also continues to profit from ongoing book royalties, with over 3 million copies sold. Additionally, he has opportunities for lucrative speaking engagements, potentially earning $50,000 or more per event. Book royalties. Book royalties have played a significant role in Senator Vance's wealth, particularly from his memoir Hillbilly Elegy, which has earned steady income since its 2016 release. With over 3 million copies sold, this book remains a major financial asset and continues to boost his net worth. Additionally, conservative media outlets and publishers might offer lucrative contracts for new works, potentially ranging from $1 million to $3 million, enhancing his income from literature. Investments. J.D. Vance's investment portfolio plays a significant role in his net worth, primarily through his involvement with Narya Capital. His venture capital investments, currently valued between $3 million and $10 million, display strong growth potential. By 2025, conservative projections suggest a 10 to 20% increase, which could boost his portfolio by $1 to $2 million. Investment type, current value, projected growth, Narya Capital 3MEM 10 to 20%, real estate 4-5-10-10, market holdings, undisclosed, variable. In addition to these venture capital holdings, Vance's real estate investments, valued at around $4 million, contribute to a well-rounded portfolio. Together, these assets could significantly influence his projected net worth by 2025. Asset portfolio. Vice President J.D., Vance boasts a diverse asset portfolio with an impressive real estate footprint valued at around $4 million. His properties span Cincinnati, Washington, D.C., and Alexandria. In addition to real estate, Vance's financial investments include various ETFs featuring major stakes in QQ, 1 to 5 million, DIA, 500,000, 1 million, and SBY, 500,000, 1 million. He also holds cash and certificates of deposit, CDs, totaling $2.3 million. Furthermore, Vance has ventured into the cryptocurrency realm, possessing Bitcoin assets worth between $100,000 and $250,000. Quick take. His extensive venture capital investments through Narya Capital focus on dynamic sectors, including biotechnology and aerospace. Real estate. His Cincinnati home, bought in 2018 for $1.4 million, has risen in value to $1.8 million. In Washington, D.C., he owns a property purchased in 2014 for $590,000, which is now worth $850,000. His latest buy, a residence in Alexandria, Virginia, was acquired in 2023 for $1.64 million and has appreciated to $1.8 million. These assets wreck Vance's commitment to investing in notable locations, covering both Ohio and the nation's capital. Financial investments. According to Moomoo, his exchange-traded funds, ETFs, include notable stakes in QQQ, ranging from $1 to $5 million, with additional investments in DIA and SPY, each between $500,000 and $1 million. He also holds modest positions in TLT and GLD, valued between $100,000 and $250,000. In the cryptocurrency, Vance engages with Bitcoin investments, which also fall in the $100,000 to $250,000 range. His commitment to venture capital is evident through Narya Capital, which invests in startups across the biotechnology, aerospace, and fintech sectors. Additionally, his liquid assets, including cash and CDs, total $2.3 million, reflecting a strategic balance between wealth preservation and growth. Cryptocurrency holdings. Vance has a well-rounded investment portfolio, includes a strategic Bitcoin investment valued between $100,000 and $250,000 as of February 2025. This choice highlights his embrace of digital assets, balancing traditional investments in ETFs and real estate. Cryptocurrency value range, portfolio weight, Bitcoin 100K to 250K, 2 to 4 cent, Ethereum to or cent, other, crypto 0 cent, total crypto 100K to 252.4%. Vance's Bitcoin allocation illustrates his readiness to explore new financial frontiers while keeping a prudent stance compared to his overall investment strategy. Philanthropy and public service. Senator J.D., Vance has emerged as a prominent critic of major philanthropic organizations. In 2023, he introduced legislation to significantly raise the tax rate on wealthy college endowments from 1.4% to 35%. Additionally, he called for foundations with assets exceeding $100 million to allocate 20% of their assets to charity each year, a notable increase from the current requirement of just 5%. Fast Check Vance has taken aim at influential groups like the Ford and Gates Foundations, describing them as social justice hedge funds and harmful to American society due to their backing of progressive initiatives. Personal life. J.D. Vance and his wife, Usha Chilukuri, a Yale law graduate and former law clerk for Chief Justice John Roberts, sharing moments from their public and personal life. J.D. Vance grew up in a low-income household, raised by his mother and grandmother. He met Usha Chilukuri while attending Yale Law School in 2013, and they were married a year later at a unique ceremony that blended Christian and Hindu traditions. Usha later worked as a clerk for Brett Kavanaugh and Chief Justice John Roberts. Vance's religious path began with conservative Protestantism. By 2016, he became less involved in his faith, but in 2019, he embraced Catholicism at St. Gertrude Priory in Cincinnati, choosing Augustine of Hippo as his confirmation saint. Quick take, his conversion was influenced by Peter Thiel and a deep intellectual connection to Catholic teachings. How did J.D. Vance accumulate his wealth? J.D. Vance built his wealth through diverse channels, excelling as an author, venture capitalist, and politician. His memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, became a bestseller, earning significant royalties and inspiring a Netflix adaptation. As a partner at Peter Thiel's firm Mithril Capital Management, and later the founder of Narya Capital, he strategically invested in emerging technology companies. Revenue, source, estimated contribution, book sales, 5MM+, film rights, 1MDollars, venture capital, political fundraising, 50+. Vance's financial success highlights his entrepreneurial spirit and ability to capitalize on opportunities across various industries. What is J.D. Vance's salary as a U.S. Senator? As a U.S. Senator, J.D. Vance receives an annual salary of $174,000. This amount is set by federal law and applies to all congressional members. The salary has remained unchanged since 2009 and is subject to federal income tax. Beyond this base salary, senators enjoy various benefits such as health insurance, retirement plans, and allowances for official expenses. These allowances help cover costs for maintaining offices both in Washington, D.C. and their home state, staff salaries, and travel between their state and the Capitol. How has his net worth changed since entering politics? Vance's net worth has seen remarkable growth since he entered politics. His wealth surged dramatically thanks to investments, book royalties, and venture capital ventures. This shift is clear in his financial disclosures from 2021 to 2023. Year estimated net worth, primary sources 2021, book sales investments 2022 12MM, venture capital stocks 2023 NEM, Senate salary investments 2074 MEM, diverse income sources 2025 DM, projected varied portfolio. Does J.D. Vance have any business conflicts of interest? J.D. Vance faces potential business conflicts of interest in his political career. His ties to venture capital firms, notably as a managing partner at Peter Thiel's Narya Capital and with Mithril Capital Management, raise concerns. Vance holds investments in various companies, particularly in healthcare technology and cryptocurrency. His financial disclosures indicate stakes in prominent firms like SpaceX and Rumble. Additionally, his links to local startups through Narya Capital prompt questions about possible influences on legislation affecting his financial interests. What are J.D. Vance's biggest investments? J.D. Vance's investment portfolio showcases a strong emphasis on venture capital and technology. His main investment lies with Narya Capital, the venture capital firm he co-founded, boasting holdings between $5 million and $25 million. Through Narya, Vance has influential stakes in notable tech startups like Rumble and AppHarvest. Beyond venture capital, Vance diversifies into cryptocurrency and blockchain ventures, holding Bitcoin valued between $100,000 and $250,000. His investments also extend to real estate in Ohio and solid positions in traditional index funds and municipal bonds, reflecting a multifaceted financial strategy. Disclaimer: the information on this website is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. We encourage you to do your own research before investing.